लेट जगन्नाथ स्वामी, लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ नयन पथगामी. नयन मीन्स आईज, पथ मीन्स पैथवे. लेट लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ, एज इफ माई आईज, विजन ऑफ माई आईज इज अ पैथवे. सो लेट लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ अपीयर. Meaning, so that I can see Lord. Can you see Lord Jagannath like that with this mundane eyes? No. Although the Lord appeared on the altar, although tomorrow we are going to celebrate his Rath Yatra festival, but Lord Jagannath cannot be perceived with our material eyes. He has to be seen with the eyes anointed with love. Preman janat churito bhakti vilochana. When the eyes become anointed with the mascara of Krishna prem, then we can see him in the core of our hearts. So Jagannath has appeared, but we have to see him with love, with our eyes full of love. Then we'll be able to see him in the core of our hearts. Santas sadaiva, sadaiva, constantly, all the time. Hridayeshu vilokayanti, can see him. So, the Lord manifested himself apparently in Ud, but that is due to his mercy, so that we could see him. He appears in stone, he appears in clay, he appears in metal. So, he appears in those medium, through those media, so that we could see him. Just imagine, if the Lord didn't manifest himself in the form of wood or stone or metal or clay, could we see him? Could we get to know what his form is like? No. So this is how we have to recognize that this is due to his causeless mercy. He is allowing us to see him. We should not think that he is wood or metal or stone. We should recognize that this is his Archa Vigraha Vigraha, Satchidananda Vigraha, Ishwaraha Paramakrishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means his transcendental form. His form may appear to our eyes in the form of wood, but this is not wood, it's he himself. He is Satchidananda, transcendental. He is Sat. His form is made of three things, three spiritual things. Sat, Chit, Ananda. His personification of eternity, full of knowledge, full of this. Chit, consciousness, ananda. These three are all spiritual elements, you can say. Spiritual, they are three spiritual substance. These three things are not available here in the material nature. Is anything in this material nature sat? Eternal? Anything is eternal in the material nature? No. Is anything fully conscious? The consciousness is coming because the soul is here. So we are experiencing some consciousness through the medium of this body. But that is because of the presence of the soul. The body is not conscious. No material thing is conscious. Is there anything material that is conscious? No. Any matter is conscious? No. Is any matter joyful? No. So these three things are not material. Sat, Chit, Ananda. These three are spiritual substance. And the Lord's form is made of Sat, Chit, Ananda. We, in our spiritual identity, we are also Sat, Chit, Ananda. Because the spirit soul is not a product of this matter, of this material world. Spirit soul came from Atma, came from spiritual world. So in its constitutional position, the soul, the Atma, is also Sat, Chit, Ananda. But by coming in contact with the material nature and allowing our consciousness to flow through this material body, we lost our Sat, Chit, Ananda aspect. But we are trying to make this body Sat, Chit, Ananda. We are trying to make this body conscious. We are trying to make this body joyful. But can we ever make this body eternal? Can you make this body full of consciousness or full of knowledge? Can you make this body full of joy? No. Therefore, we should give up this endeavor to try to make this body Sat, Chit, Ananda. Rather become situated in a Sat, Chit, Ananda situation where you are originally in your spiritual identity. And that is the objective of pursuing the spiritual goal. The purpose of spiritual practice is simply, whatever you are doing here, is simply to become situated in our spiritual identity. We are chanting, we are worshipping, we are glorifying the Lord in kirtan. All that we are doing is simply for becoming situated in our spiritual identity. When you come to the temple and see the Lord, you must recognize that here is the personality who is eternal. He is in the spiritual world. I am seeing him here, but actually he is a fully spiritual personality. This personality has created everything. Here is the personality in the altar who is the supreme creator, who created everything. Who is maintaining everything. So that is how we have to see him. And yesterday someone asked, how do I make out whether I am making any advancement spiritually? And my answer was, not yesterday, day before yesterday, in Gurgaon, Delhi. Somebody asked, how do I? And my answer was, you have to see how much love you have developed for Krishna. That is a sign of spiritual advancement. How much love I develop for Krishna. We can consider that someone we love, is my love for Krishna that much? Am I loving my dear ones more than Krishna? Do I have any love for Krishna? And oftentimes we'll get the answer, no, I haven't developed any love for Krishna. But I am practicing. This practice is good. Through this practice, through hearing and chanting, this is the first consideration. Hearing. Hear what? About Krishna's quality. By hearing we develop our love for Krishna. Like Rukmini Devi. She never seen Krishna. She just heard Narad Muni speaking to her father about Krishna. Oh, this person is like this, this person is like that. Just by hearing about Krishna, she fell in love with Krishna. So much so that when a brother Rukmini was trying to make arrangements for her marriage to Shishupal, who was a very powerful person, very exalted person. According to their calculation, he was a very, very exalted person. He was coming from a very exalted family. He was a very powerful king. He had so many alliances. All these big, big kings were his supporter. On the other hand, according to their calculation, who is Krishna? Nobody even knows whether he is a Kshatriya or a Vaishya. They even suspected his birth. His father is fair, his mother is fair, then how come he is dark? So, asperging some doubts about his birth. And then he grew up in a village. What he was doing from morning till night, he was just tending cows. No aristocratic education. Just a cowherd boy, a village boy. So from material cultivation, Shishupal was a very exalted person. And Krishna was not that deserving a candidate. But did Rukmini think of Krishna's birth and other material calculation? No. She heard simply Krishna's qualities. And how wonderful Krishna is. When he was 7 years, 7 days old, he killed the Putana, a terrible demoness. He lifted Govardhan hill, one hill. He lifted. That also with his little finger of his left hand and kept it holding for 7 days. A 7-year-old boy did that. And what to speak of his beauty? All his activities and all his beauty, all his qualities are so attractive that Rukmini fell in love with him. And she felt, if at all I have to marry somebody, then let it be this person. And her brother was adamant. Her father wanted her to marry Krishna. But her brother was demoniac. So he wanted that she should marry Shishupal. And Shishupal was actually the hero of the demons. Great demon. The demons worship demons. And the devotees worship Krishna. So this is the dividing factor. And she fell in love with Krishna so much that she felt that either Krishna or no one. And she wrote that to Krishna. Please come and claim me. I am yours. Krishna also responded. And all these kings with their millions of soldiers, but Krishna came, kidnapped Rukmini. That's Krishna again. Just like a lion picks his claim from the middle of the donkeys and jackals, and as a lion he claimed. And there were 11 Akshohini soldiers assembled there. All these big, big kings were there. Jarasandha, Shishupal, Dantavakra. Even Duryodhana and his allies were there. Defeated all of them. So this is how one falls in love with Krishna. Therefore, hearing is so important. Hearing what? Krishna's activities, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's beauty. Don't hear all mundane things. whether this person will win the election or that person will be the king, or who will win the cricket match. Don't waste your time in all these useless talks. If at all you have to hear something, hear about Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities. They are so beautiful. And then what will happen? You'll naturally develop your attachment to Krishna. Hare Krishna, all the best. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.